Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have joined, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. The Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Thank you.
RYMMI. We are on fire for the Lord today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God woke us up this morning.
Thank you, God.
Started us on our way.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's doing, what he's done,
yes,
and what he's going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with our Pastor Peaches Byrd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for all of you. We really love all of you. Especially we love those who taking up the mantle and the admonition to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too.
Hallelujah.
That is so important, y'all.
You got to
let folks know that God loves them and we love them too. Hallelujah. That's necessary every day. Hallelujah. Right now, Pastor Peaches, can I get you to share the housekeeping suggestions on today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Get out your Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your composition notebook, your highlighters, your ink pens, pencils, whatever you want to write with, whatever you want to take notes with. Hallelujah. Because you never know how many scriptures our guest speaker. You never know what the guest speaker is going to whip on you. Hallelujah. So be also ready. Hallelujah. Take notes that she is a woman of the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Take out your communion element. Whatever you want to use for communion element. If you don't have what we use, hallelujah, take out your toast, your bread, your rolls, whatever. Hallelujah. Your milk, your soda, whatever. Hallelujah. And then when you can't come past the church and get some. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. First of all, before we can get to that, don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday that is Minister to Your Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Think about what you're going to do with the family. Y'all have game day, go out to the beach, go have a picnic, go do something. Hallelujah with your family. Hallelujah. Get your family together. Hallelujah. Sit and have lunch or dinner at home. Go out to a park. Go run the pavilion. Hallelujah. Go down Eastern Port of the harbor, down Boston Street. Have dinner down there. Watch the water. Watch the duck. Feed the birds. Feed the duck.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get out of the house, but don't come in. Don't come here. Ring the doorbell or open the door. The doors will be locked. Hallelujah. And minister to your family Sunday. And read, set your alarm to 7 o'clock in the morning for praise and worship. Mark your calendar for the second Sunday of the month for Men's and Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. And mark your calendar for next month, fourth Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And today is Ordination Sunday. Hallelujah. We praise God for the adding on of the church. Hallelujah. As God sees fit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Don't forget, bring your pennies when you come. Drop them in the jar for the hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. And don't forget, this is the ministry's website. And see what the ministry is all about. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. That ministry website is rymmi.org.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And join us for morning worship, 7 a.m. Eastern time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The number to call is the conference call number. The number to call is 1-605-475-4800.
Hallelujah.
And the conference PIN number or the access code is 759-849-POUND.
Thank you.
So we'd love to have you join us. We want to get at least one person in every state. Different time zones, so it may be early for some and late for others. But anyway, we're going to praise God. We're going to praise him in the morning time.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning, and we're praising him in the morning time.
The morning hallelujah. Off with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless
and coming this Tuesday is our first Bible study. We are starting Bible study every Tuesday. Grandma said every Tuesday. Every day. But every Tuesday. Hallelujah. At 7 p.m., 7 to 8, we are having Bible study.
All right.
You need to join us. We're going to get you on there. And we're going to do deep dives in the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And so when God finishes review, folk gonna say, "What seminary did you go to? What college did you graduate from? Because your knowledge is gonna be so great." Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for you.
Thank you,
Pastor Peter Spirit.
Jesus.
I tell you, I'm just excited about all God's going to do today.
Hallelujah.
I wish there were at least three or four of us so we can have time to do everything that we really want to do.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But right now, I want you to think about your family. Because somebody prayed for you.
Thank you.
They had you on their mind.
Yes. Thank you, God.
They took a little time to pray for you. Now, you thought you made it through that crisis by yourself. Oh, no, you didn't.
Mm.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much. James said so.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Glory to God, my little boy Shakara. Your back was against the wall, and somehow, hallelujah, there was a way of escape. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because somebody prayed for you, glory to God, we're going to pray for other folk.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're going to pass it on.
Yes.
Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah,
the blessings
hallelujah,
come
hallelujah.
Down. Praise God. God bless you, sis.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Surprise me that time,
didn't I? Thank you, Jesus.
When the praises go up, the blessings
come down. Thank
and
God.
And so we're going to put people's names into their atmosphere of blessings.
Yes.
And signs and wonders and miracles shall follow.
Yes.
And I want you to understand this, that as we pray, as we play the music, the song, the prayer, we want you to put people's names up into the atmosphere.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Siri, play the prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sister and Mother Harris. Mother Angie.
Thank you, Jesus.
And hallelujah. Sister Angie. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Our prophetic utterance, huh? Hallelujah. Yvette. Hallelujah. Rosalind and Ronald. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty, and little Kitty and Stephanie,
Lord.
Little Stephanie, and Monica and Desiree and Julius and Joshua and little Mitchell and First Lady Darlene and Victor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Hallelujah.
Janetta McCoy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson. Dominique and Justin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Kayvon.
Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Archbishop Carey Robinson. Archbishop Marcia Avery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Dominique and Dominique and Dominique and another Dominique. And still another Dominique. And Danielle and another Danielle. And still another Danielle. Hallelujah. Kimberly, another Kimberly. And still another Kimberly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Earl, another Earl, still another Earl, and still one more Earl, hallelujah, glory to God, Tavon, another Tavon, Trayvon, hallelujah, George Duke, another Tavon, Maurice, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakeem, hallelujah, the whole family, oh God, all the siblings and children and grandchildren, oh, everybody, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, Apostle Bright Smith, hallelujah, Apostle Dustin Harper, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bishop, learn some about SR. Time to learn some about Somerville. J.R. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Don Street and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin and Great Lady Rosalind Swin. Hallelujah. Linda Ginger, Mother Sandra, Brenda and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Shana Juan Johnson, hallelujah, Norman Nevins, hallelujah, on your voice, hallelujah, Mary Hadley, Pastor Mary Hadley, hallelujah, Myra and Mona and Tia and Henry and Calvin, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, oh, we bless your name, oh God. We pray for them all, oh God. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does. And we thank the Lord for our prayer language. Yada, what you can do today, to Manolia. We need to push it in the body, in the body, in the body, in the body. You're the worship, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Coco and Faith, oh God. Hallelujah, my God. We thank the Lord for Ryan, oh God. Glorious money, you're the worship. You're the worship. You're the worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That man.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Malachi.
Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May signs and wonders follow
hallelujah.
And miracles
hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Oh, we glorify his name today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Every fourth Sunday, you know what we do?
Oh, yeah.
We have birthday corner, glory
Ooh,
to God.
Amen.
Hey, Siri,
yeah.
play happy birthday.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Amen, amen. Okay.
Hey, you can shut on up here. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to stop in just a second. Sister Angie,
hallelujah.
You can tell folks. Those that have a birthday in May, you know how to do that. Just stand up, go ahead. Tell them, go. Those
that. Rewind. If anybody have a birthday in the month of May, just tell me the date, please stand.
Yes.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Happy
All right.
birthday.
May 30th.
All right. May the 30th.
Yeah.
Yes. Do anybody else have a birthday in the month of May? Or do they know anyone? Can they please stand and tell me the date? No. Okay, so we can just sing happy birthday to early birthday, early birthday, because of Jesus. I love all these people, everyone.
Come on, get out of your seat and love on these folks that got a birthday today, or today, or this month. Or know somebody who got a birthday this month. Come on now. See? Come on now. Get on up out of your seat. Come on now. Somebody need to get up. Or you go over there and get come on here. Come on now. I don't have to tell y'all how to love one, bro. Come on now. Hallelujah. Love one, bro. Oh, go ahead. Spread around. Come on now. Oh, come on. Act like you know. Because you're a testimony. A testimony of the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, love on these folk up in there. Hallelujah. We know somebody that got a birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, love on each other. Hallelujah. Some folks you know, some folks you don't know. Love on them. Come on now. Thank you, sister Angie.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Let's join in. Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
And the whole day should be filled and so remembering of those who live in God for the oneness of our people. So let us all begin.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all of you that have birthdays, or you know somebody that has a birthday in the, glory to God. Some of this stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, bless the Lord. Well, we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, we thank God for this part of the service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Organization started July 1st, 2021. And as the designated bishop of this organization, I have been charged with the job of requesting people to fulfill offices in the church. Hallelujah. As such, I understand that the heart of God is the Father.
Amen.
The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit, but the hands of God is us, the saved Holy Ghost-filled Church of Christ. So as we go forth, I want to share just a couple of things with you. 1 Timothy Chapter 5, verse 21 and 22a talks about putting people in positions, not because of favor, the word talks about not putting people in a position of responsibility suddenly. It says lay hands suddenly on no man. But we have observed three persons who have worked diligently in the body of Christ. Not for just a couple of days, not for just a couple of months, years. And because of what they've done, I request that this congregation receive them as candidates for ordination and or licensing. I'm talking about I'm talking about Willie Ember as elder and pastor elect. Anna James, and you come forward, and there's a seat on the front seat for you. Anna James as deacon and armor bearer. And Linda Blackwell, is she here? Not yet. Okay. Okay. Hopefully, she'll be here before we finish. Now, I have a question to ask the congregation. Do you accept these persons as bona fide candidates for ordination and/or licensing, and the church said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So say one, so say you all. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we accept these persons as candidates for the designated positions. The first person, in fact, what I want to do, we have a moderator, Minister Jerry Cleveland, if you would start, be part of the document that you have in front of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, the mic is not working right. You want the broken? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you. Again, go ahead, Minister Jerry.
My brothers and sisters, we're gathered here. We're gathered here.
Okay, you need to come up here and use my mic.
We're gathered here to witness.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're gathered here to witness the ordination, license and services of the following candidates for official offices in the newly designed Ministry of International Aid. Willie M. Burley as elder and pastor. Annette Jane as deacon and armor bearer. Linda Blackwell as licensed minister.
Hallelujah. We receive those names as candidates for ordination and or licensing. Hallelujah. First of all, I need to is Sister QB Stevenson here? Elder QB Stevenson? Is he?
Yeah.
She's here. All right. Bless God. Can you turn in your Bible, to Acts 14, verse 23. And it's Prophet Cynthia here.
Yes.
Can you turn in your Bible to Jeremiah 3:15? And can someone give Elder QB the mic? Say amen when you're there, y'all. Hallelujah. 23. And Prophet Cynthia?
Yes.
Yes. Jeremiah 3:15. Whoever, say amen when you got it.
Amen.
Acts. Go ahead and read what you have.
To Acts 14 and 23. Yes.
Okay.
And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On whom they believed.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Elder Kibbe, do you have the scripture? Jeremiah, whoever. Heard the scripture in Jeremiah. Go ahead and read. Prophet Cynthia.
And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Thank you. Elder Pastor-elect Ray Ember, please stand. Hallelujah. Okay, the moderator, if you would continue.
In the Lord's church, you heard the request made and have accepted the full responsibility to the need and to rule the world of our people. It is a field of desire, and we will work hard along with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I will, with God being my helper.
Do you submit your life to the study of the Word of God, rightly dividing it into all truth? Will you preach and teach the doctrine of the Bible earnestly, contending for the faith, and even when others' theological promises for the sake of the Church grow?
Yes, I will, with God being my helper.
Are you further determined to preach the gospel, to share with the lost, and to maintain characteristics of Christ while leading?
Yes, I will, with God being my helper.
The candidate will repeat after me. In the name of God Almighty.
In the name of God Almighty.
I,
Willie Mae Bird,
choose the elder pastor, deacon,
chosen pastor, and licensed minister.
Right, and I
the Church of God
solemnly
declare that I do believe
the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament
to be the Word of God
and to contain all things necessary to salvation. And I do solemnly promise To conform to historic biblical doctrines,
holy disciplines,
and Christian worship. I will serve the Church of Christ
with my whole heart,
mind, and soul. So help me God.
So help me, God,
through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Because of your affirmation of faith and your statement that you just made, I believe that the will of God is that you be ordained elder and pastor in the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Congratulations. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister QB, Elder QB, excuse me, I need your help. If you would come forward. There is a gold cross. There's a, over here, should be, her name is here somewhere. Okay. There is a gold cross. I ask that you place that around her neck. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The cross symbolizes the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You notice that there's no figure on the cross. Because he's not dead. He has arisen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. There is a stole. Hallelujah. It should be purple or something. Okay. Please place that on her as well. This symbolizes the eternal life that she has in Christ. It also ties her together with Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is also a communion set. Okay, give that to her. Because she has been ordained an elder and pastor, she is entitled to perform all ordinances of the church.
Hallelujah.
And there is a book, Brother Dear. That's a pastor's book. To help and assist her and guide her through her new office. Hallelujah. She's been doing it for years, but this is official.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give her a hand. Hallelujah.
Is there some anointed oil over here?
Okay. Pastor Lee, are you there? Can you anoint Pastor Bird with the oil? And Pastor Maxine, can you pray over her with the oil? Anoint her forehead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Maxine, if you would pray. Yeah, pray now. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Willie, Father Bird. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for her commitment that she's already served you. And Father, we and the people. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for even a greater, Father God, anointing to rest upon her as she goes forth, Father, in this, oh God, Lord, as elder and pastor. We are just so grateful for her and for her love that she has for your people. And Lord, for the work of the ministry. And Father, we ask you, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, to keep her and to guide her, Father, through this, Lord, commitment that she has made, and Father, help her. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. Amen.
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 And Pastor Peter, if you would stand up and face the congregation, I present to you Elder Willie Mayberry, Pastor Bird. Hallelujah. 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 And the moderator, praise God.
My brothers and sisters, we're gathered here also to witness the ordination of the following candidate. Sister Annette James, and deacon and armor bearer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll read it again. Prophet Cynthia, could you go to First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Thank you so much. And when you get there, say amen.
Likewise, must the deacon be grave with double tongues, not given to much wine, no greed, no
filth.
Holding the ministry of the faith in a pure consent. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the other of office of deacon, being found blameless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, and thank you. Thank you so much. And as you see, preaching and direct. And his James is still doing a job. Hallelujah. Moderator, if you would continue to read. And a deacon elect, you will respond as the moderator goes to what he's doing. Hallelujah.
In the Lord's church, we have heard the request made and have accepted the full responsibility to lead and to minister to God's people.
Hallelujah.
Is this still your desire, and will you work hard along with the leadership of the church of Jesus Christ?
Yes, I will. God's leadership. God leading me
in
my heart.
Do you commit your life to studying the Word of God, rightly dividing it into all truth? Will you preach and teach the doctrine of Bible, or the doctrine of the Bible earnestly, contend for the faith, even when others' theological promise for the spirit of the church grows?
Yes, I will, with God being my
husband. Are you firmly determined to preach the gospel, to share with the lost, and to maintain characteristics of Christ while leading?
Yes, I will, with God being my husband.
Repeat after me. In the name of God Almighty.
In the name of God Almighty.
I, the commander.
And that's James.
Chosen.
Chosen.
And deacon armor, chosen and deacon armor, armor bearer.
And deacon armor bearer.
Of the God, of God, solemnly desire.
God solemnly desire
that I do believe the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament.
That I do believe the Holy Scriptures
in
the Old and New Testament.
To be the Word of God.
To be the Word of God.
And to contain all things necessary.
And to contain all things necessary.
To salvation.
To salvation.
And I do solemnly promise.
And I do solemnly promise.
To conform to the historic, biblical doctrine, holy discipline, and Christian worship. I will serve the church
of Christ
with my whole heart,
mind,
and soul.
So
help me God through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. As you have affirmed your faith in God and in His Word, I believe that the will of God is that you be installed as deacon and armor bearer in God's church, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give it. Hallelujah. Give her a hand. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, can I borrow you this time? Can you come forward? Hallelujah. I'd like for you to come up here and okay, put on the cross, hallelujah. The cross symbolizes the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You notice that there's no one on the cross. He's not dead. He is risen. Hallelujah. And if you would, Prophet Cynthia, put the stole upon her. It's Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This symbolizes eternal life. This symbolizes the connection that Deacon James has with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we not finished yet? Hallelujah. Come on back here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a manual here for her. Give her the manual. Hallelujah. It's just a weekend manual. Hallelujah. Give that to you. So you can learn all the aspects, all the ins and outs of the office that you now hold. Also give her the communion set. As an ordained deacon, you are entitled to perform Holy Communion and baptism. And you also are entitled to assist in all other ordinances of the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Cynthia. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Beldesley, if you would anoint her, and Pastor Maxine, if you would pray for her.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for Deacon this AJ, and Father God, for her position, Lord, that you have given unto her. Lord, promotion comes from the Lord, and Father, we just thank you, Lord, as she accepts this position. Father God, and as she be taught and as she be learned, oh God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the glory and all the honor, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for what she's already done, but Father, we thank you, Lord, even for the greater, Lord, commission that you have given unto her. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Deacon James, turn around and salute, hallelujah, the congregation, salute her. Hallelujah, God bless you, Deacon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Moderator, hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, we are further gathered here to witness the life of his service of the fall of Sister Linda Blackwell as life is ministered.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Elder Keith Stevenson, if you would go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 18 and then verse 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. When you get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know when you came today, we didn't know you were part of the ceremony. Hallelujah. I think the Holy Ghost knew because I got the name on a piece of paper up here somewhere. Jesus, thank you both, Pastor Cynthia and Elder Kiwi. Are you there yet? Praise God, hallelujah. And That is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 20. If you would read it, please.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And all things of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen.
Verse 20.
Hallelujah. Verse 20.
Now, then we are ambassadors for Christ.
Hallelujah.
And through God, then we speak you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. He be reconciled. Reconciled to God.
In the Lord's church, you have heard of the Christ name and have accepted the full responsibility to lead and to minister to God's people. It will fill your desire and will work hard along with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you commit your life to studying the Word of God, letting the body into all truth? Will you preach and teach the doctrine of the Bible earnestly, contend for the faith, even when others feel out of the compromise for the failing the church group?
Yes, I will, with God being my helper.
Are you ready to tell the truth of the gospel, to share and to maintain characteristics of Christ while leading?
Yes, I will, with God being my helper.
And you repeat after me. In the name of God Almighty.
In the name of God Almighty.
I, what's your name?
I, Linda Blackwell.
Children, the licensed minister.
Chosen the licensed minister.
In the Church of God.
In the Church of God.
Solemnly declare. That I do believe. The Holy Scriptures. Of the Old and New Testament.
Of the Old and the New Testament.
To be the Word of God. And to contain all things necessary. To salvation. And I do solemnly promise. To conform. To historical biblical doctrines. Old disciplines.
And Christian worship.
I will serve the Church of Christ with my whole mind
and soul.
So help me God. Through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because of your affirmation, I firmly believe that it is the will of Almighty God in Jesus' name that you be licensed as a minister in the Church of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that this is so.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Let everyone say amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Peaches. Thank you so much. Deacon James, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, thank you so much. Elder TV, can you come again? Oh, bless God. Baruch Shemadona. Bless God, the Lord. Hallelujah. I need you to put on Minister Linda the cross. The cross symbolizes the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the knitting of this former candidate, now minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Elder Kibu, if you would put on a stone, if you would put the stone on, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. The stone symbolizes eternal life and the connection that Minister Linda has with the Lord Jesus Christ and the office to which she now fulfills. Hallelujah. There is a book there, Minister's book. Yes. This book will be a guide. It does not replace the Word of God. It focuses on the Word of God. As a licensed minister of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are entitled to assist in all ordinances of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I present to you Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And if you would, Pastor Peter, if you would anoint her.
Hallelujah.
Anoint her if you would.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Pastor Maxine, if you would pray for.
Praise God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come before your precious throne and we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Lord Blackwell. Father, we thank you for this office, oh God, Lord, that you have charged her to do, Father. And Lord, we know, Father God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she will do a good work. And Father God, that you will use her for your glory. Father, already, Father God, uses her. And Father, we just thank you for what you're going to do even greater within her, Father God. We thank you for Minister Blackwell. We thank you for the elevation, oh God, Lord, because promotion comes from you. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that she will continue to serve you with all her heart, with all her soul, with all her might. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, Pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Pastor Peaches Bird, Deacon James, and Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. now. We can love on them now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You take it.
Hallelujah.
You take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who.
Get the batteries first. Hallelujah, Pastor Peter, you go ahead and talk while we get the battle.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. And God uses ordinary people. Hallelujah. 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 Whatever we commit to him, he's able to keep. He's able to use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't want the fancy or the silver or the gold. He just wants availability. Hallelujah. If you're available to him, he'll use you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He doesn't want the excuses. Oh. But Lord, I can't speak, I can't talk. I have a stuttering tongue. God can use you, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Lord God, it can't walk good. Hallelujah, but you can sit and do whatever I need you to do. Hallelujah. You can sit at the table and call people on the phone and encourage them in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, if you have the desire, God will give you something to do. Hallelujah. If you can remember, sit on the side of the bed. Whoever you calling, the people, they don't know where you're sitting. They don't know if you're standing on your head, standing on one foot, standing on one leg. Hallelujah. You have the word of God down in your heart. Hallelujah. It's just what they need. The world needs what we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're dying without hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that sounds so much better. Glory to God. Thank you. Deacon AJ, hallelujah. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Jesus, we thank you. Minister Linda, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, just raise your hand. We're going to give you one, and you can take it home with you. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in this text to examine ourselves. We're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for the elements. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you are blessed, anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says to examine yourselves.
Yes.
And we do that, Lord. We
thank you, Lord, for your covenants.
And as we say them aloud, you become back to us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Sitkin. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, the word of the Lord says in this text today to examine yourselves. And we comprehend, before we were, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, in Jesus' name, your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Yeah. And if we were healed, we are healed. Yeah. Somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus. Right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And I have to get my electronic helper to help me out a little bit here. Hey, Siri, play communion medley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Revelations 1 and 5. Revelations 1 and 5 said you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully defend the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the text today it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body of the Lord, body, blood of thank you, Holy Ghost. The body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the ways of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, it will do its thing. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was conceived, he took the bread. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for healing. Every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. If somebody needs a miracle, you need to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now. Glory to God. Shout out before you now. The word of God says in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, glory to God. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. In Galatians, glory to God. In chapter 3, verse 26, in Psalms 100, says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. It's my new promise. My new gift. I'm giving you when I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on both the lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, my Yadaboshata. Exodus 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, my Yadaboshata. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. Come over to Shakarani, let's make sure that. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our surprises and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Shall call in your book, God, and your case, my universal. How shall we get it? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we worship God, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. May you have a child. We thank Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for the consecration meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God in Jesus' name. We gave him up a confirmation meal
that we are recipients, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. We are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessings. We thank you for the confirmation meal that we are the Ark of the Covenant post-cross. We are holy ground post-cross because the presence of the Lord is in us. The Holy Spirit of the Lord is in us. The presence of the Lord, hallelujah, is in us. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we share with attitude our family daily confession. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17,
yes.
2 Kings, the first chapter,
yes.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8,
yes.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Yes.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, awesome, amazing, intelligent, powerful, perfect, strong, mighty, great, beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah, God bless you. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others a mighty woman of the Most High God. Hallelujah. A warrior of the world. A guardian of the altar. A Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, servant of the Most High God. I present to you, introduced to others, none other than Pastor Maxine Lee of Essex, Maryland. God bless you, Pastor Maxine.
Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. All the honor. All the glory and all the honor comes to the Lord. Amen. And he's due. Amen. All the glory and all the honor. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Can everybody see me? I know everybody can hear me, but if you need to see me, amen, just tilt yourself over. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so glad to be here this morning. Amen. To be able to fellowship with y'all. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. For the ordination. Oh, God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Blackwell, praise God, Minister Blackwell, it's good to see you. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. We talked to one another on the phone. Amen. And I kept saying, Lord, I can't remember her face. And she said to me, she said, you know me, praise God. And I said, Lord, I can't remember her face. I could remember your name, but I couldn't remember her face, amen. So it's good to see you. And I just thank you, praise God, for the elevation, amen, for the promotion, amen, that he gave unto you on today. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank God, amen, for Pastor Peaches and for AJ. Amen. I'm not used to calling your name, so I'll just speak with AJ. Okay? Amen. And I thank and praise God, amen, for what God is doing through y'all and how God is using y'all for the kingdom. Amen. The word of God teaches us, amen, that the harvest is out there. And it's plentiful, but the labors are few. Amen. God. God is looking for laborers in his kingdom. Amen. Praise God. We have a lot of laborers in this world doing other things. Amen. But we don't have the laborers for the kingdom of God that we are in need of. Amen. Praise God. And I'm just so grateful. First of all, Pastor Dr. Bird. Amen. Pastor Dr. Bird, giving honor you and giving honor to our Father God. Amen. Thank you for inviting us, amen, into your house, amen, that God has led you to pastor over, amen, and to be able to come before the sheep that God has given unto you, amen. Because this is an honor, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Did I do something wrong? My mic ran out. Okay, did it come back? Okay. But it's an honor because when we are invited into a house, amen, to minister unto the sheep that God has brought into this house, amen. Praise God. Then God has said that I honor you in this area, that you will be a blessing to the man of God and a blessing to his sheepfold. Amen. Praise God. Because it's all about building up. It's all about, amen, edifying. It's all about getting you as sheep, amen, to work into the kingdom. You're not going to stay babes all your life. At least you're not supposed to, amen. But you are to grow, amen, in the things of God. And you are to come and you are to lay hold of the vision that God has placed in this house, amen, because God has assigned you to labor with the pastors of this house, amen. And God calls them angels, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm just so grateful because this is an honor. I thank and praise God for my husband, amen, hallelujah, who God has given him, amen, the authority, amen, to be my headship, amen, praise God, and to help me walk this Christian life, amen, praise God. And we walk it together, and we just thank and we just praise God for this. And he is, amen, he'll pull me up, amen, praise God. When I need to be pulled up, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if you want to say anything. Amen. You don't want to say anything today. Praise God. But as I was seeking the face of God, asking God, what should I share with you? I was really surprised at the message that God laid upon my heart. And then when Dr. Bird, when I was speaking to him on the phone, and he told me about the ordination service, amen, praise God, then I began to understand, amen, why God laid this on my heart, praise God. And so I said, okay, Father, I'm going to be obedient. But really, it really wasn't what my flesh wanted. My flesh wanted to go a different way. Amen, praise God. But my spirit man wanted to go another way, and I had to be obedient to the Spirit of God. You know, we like services, amen, that make people heist and jump and dancing and skipping, amen, and like Dr. Bird say, swing off of the chandeliers, amen, praise God. We like all of that. But sometimes God said, no, I want you to listen. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I want you to mature in me. I want you to grow, praise God. So God gave me this message. Now, it still might make you a little excited. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, because our Father God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. And I just thank and praise God that he, amen, praise God, has come on today to sup with us. Amen. And he's here in this house. Amen. Are you ready for your daddy, your papa, to bless you, amen, through his word? Because the word of God said we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free, amen. And they that know the truth will be free indeed. And we want to be free from the powers of darkness, amen. Let us pray, although we have prayed, but we're going to pray and ask God to open your ears that you may hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you've already done. We thank you for blessing your people. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing and the presence that is here and the fellowship that you already have fellowship with us. But God, your word says that we should know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Your word says that we should sit at your table and we should eat, oh Father God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come, Father, before your precious throne, Lord, Father, we come to sit and to eat and to learn of thee. For you said in your word, Father God, that your people perish for lack of knowledge. And Father, we thank you for your knowledge that you're going to impart within us. We thank you that you gave us the ear that we can hear what the Spirit is saying into the church. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that we will behold great and mighty things from your word. We thank you, Father God, that we abide in your word and your word abide in us, and we can ask what we will according to your will, and it shall be given unto us. Father, thank you for this day. Healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us.
Yes.
Unity belongs to us.
Yes.
Father God, Lord, everything that you have belongs to us because we are your children, and we just thank you that you have provided for us. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. This, like I said, this is something that I was really, really, really wrestling with. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I got into, praise God, the scripture, and I said, no, Lord, I want to go another way. And God said, no, he kept bringing me back. Amen. So we're going to go, I'm going to give you two passages of scriptures that we're going to focus on, amen, praise God. And then I'll give you some other scriptures, amen. Praise God. I want you to turn to Leviticus, the 19th, if you have your Bible, Leviticus, the 19th chapter, amen. We're going to go to old, and then we're going to go to the new. Because what has happened in the church world today, a lot of Christians, amen, praise God, they think that God has did away with the Old Testament, but God hasn't. Amen. When he sent his son Jesus, Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament. Amen. So the Old Testament and the New Testament walks hand in hand. Amen. Praise God. Just like me and my husband, amen, we walk hand in hand. Amen. Praise God. When we are together, amen, he takes a hold of my hand, amen, and we walk together, amen. And this is the same way with the Old Testament and the New Testament, amen, it walks hand in hand. Now, I can understand why a lot of Christians don't want to, amen, go in the Old Testament because there's some words in there. Now, stop her. Amen. Praise God. But thank God for the new technology of today. Amen. Because when you can't pronounce those words, you can pick up your phone or pick up your tablet, and you can ask your phone or your tablet
to pronounce the word for you. Praise God. And I just thank you, and I praise God for the new technology. And you said, well, I don't know how, praise God, to use that new technology. Praise God. Just keep yielding to the Holy Spirit, and God will bring somebody across your pathway. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I want you to bear with me, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, with the scriptures, amen, praise God. Leviticus, amen, 19, hallelujah. Now, in Leviticus 19, what it does, and the 20, it records the Lord's emphasis on being holy, holy. Now, this is an ordination service, amen, that we have. And it's important, amen, hallelujah, for you to, amen, praise God, to, now why am I having a hard time finding this, amen, praise God, oh, there it goes,
hallelujah.
Amen, normally I have everything that I could just turn right to it, praise God, hallelujah, but this that God is doing, amen, this is sacred,
amen.
It's holy.
Yes.
And the church has really gotten away from holiness in the church. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to just give you some things that God has come, but it's a whole lot of things about holiness. Amen. That we, as God's children, we are to walk in. We are his ambassadors. We are his representative. And when you are an ambassador and a representative, you are to face the people that you come in contact, and you're supposed to represent that person, amen. And God is a person.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's a spirit, amen, and he is throughout the land. But he is a person. Jesus is a person, and the Holy Spirit is a person.
Yeah.
It's three in one, amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we, as his church, as his children,
yeah,
we are to be, amen, his example throughout,
yeah,
the land.
Yeah.
You see, God has did his part, amen.
Yeah.
Jesus did his part, and when he rose, he said, I'm finished.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
he said, but I'm going to send you somebody. He's the comforter. He's going to be your helper.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And he's going to show you how to live throughout the land and how to represent us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is what he did. He sent the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is your friend.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is your friend. Amen.
Yes.
Anything that you are in need of and don't understand, just call on the Holy Spirit. And he will help us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The 19th verse, praise God, it says, ye shall keep my statutes. What are we to do? Keep his statutes.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with the device kind. Thou shalt not sow the field with mingled, am I in the right chapter? Yes, okay.
Yes.
With mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingle of linen and woolen come upon thee. And whosoever, the 21st, and whosoever lieth carnal with a woman that is a barnmaid betrayeth a husband and not at all redeemed, nor freedom giveth her. She shall be the scourge, or scorched. They shall not be put to death because she was not free. Amen. Praise God, lady. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, why did I read that scripture? Amen. About the woman. What is the church? We are his bride. So we are the woman. Amen. We are the wife of God. Amen. Praise God.
And so we should be holy and righteous. We should not be silly women. Amen. And when God looks at us, he don't look at male or female. He looks at a vessel, amen, of holiness and righteousness unto you're not female, you're not male, amen, praise God. You are his vessel, amen, that he wants to use throughout the land. Now we're going to look at 1 Peter, amen, and 1 Peter says, hallelujah, and I'm just laying a little foundation, amen. And the first verse, I mean, the first chapter, and the 16th verse, it says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
What is the church supposed to be?
Holy.
Holy, because he is holy, amen.
Hallelujah.
I often asked the kids years ago, praise God, when we were in school, who are you identifying with? Amen. When they would get in trouble, amen, and misbehave, amen, and wasn't making the right decisions, I would ask them, who are you identifying with?
Uh-huh.
Did your parents teach you this?
Okay.
Because your behavior is being an example for your parents. My parents used to tell me, don't you go out here and do anything that I wouldn't do. Amen. What was they saying? Amen. That I want you to identify with me. Amen. I want you to behave like I would behave. Act like I would act. Amen. And this is what the Father God is saying unto us. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to act like he would act. Excuse me. Amen. I was laughing and I was talking. Wait a minute.
Hallelujah.
I was talking and I said to Satan, I said, there you go again. You know I got a minister, so now my sinuses are beginning to act up. But I said, sinuses, you going out the window.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
right.
God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
The word for holy in the Hebrew is quadas. Q-A-D-A-S-H, which means to be sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Consecrated and dedicated or to be separated from the world and worldliness. Hallelujah.
Yes. All right.
Are you, amen, sanctified?
Hallelujah.
And let's take it a little farther. How do we get sanctified? And this is something, doctor, that a lot of Christians fail to do. How do we get sanctified? You can't just come up here. Thank you so much. You just can't come up here and give your heart to God. Amen. Pray the prayer of faith. Amen. And then leave. That's just a part of it.
Amen.
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 How do we get sanctified?
Hallelujah.
We study the word of God.
Yes.
What was the commandment that God had given us? We have to study to show ourselves approval unto who?
God.
My husband,
God.
My mother,
God.
My sister,
God.
My brother. No, unto God.
Unto
Amen.
God.
Unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Amen. Rightly, rightly, rightly. Not the way I want to interpret it, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So this is how we get sanctified. Now we have a lot of good-hearted baby Christians in the body of Christ.
That's right, that's right.
They gave their heart to God, and they love God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind.
Uh-huh.
But I put it this way. They lazy.
That's
They lazy. They don't want to study. Amen. And they lazy. Amen. Have you ever went to the natural schools? Amen. Praise God. And the ability is there in the child, but he's lazy. He don't want to pick up the book. He don't want to read it. He don't want to learn his math. Amen. Praise God. But he has the ability there. And he's a smart little boy, smart little girl. Amen. But what happens is they let the spirit of laziness come upon them. Hallelujah. And because of that, they can't grow. They can't graduate from one place to the other place. Amen. And that's the same way with us in the body of Christ. Amen. How many times did God tell us, amen, get up, amen, get your Bible, and turn to a certain book in your Bible, read it, and study it. And we get lazy and say, I don't feel like doing it now. I'll do it later. And later never comes. Amen? Praise God. That's, hallelujah, how we miss out. And God told us not only to sanctify ourselves, he said, consecrate yourself. Set yourself aside. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you in the house. Amen. And those that are married, sometimes you have to get away from your husband or your wife. My husband get away from me, amen, and I get away from him, amen. But he'll tell me, he said, I got to go and I got to fellowship with my Father God.
Amen.
And a lot of times, sometimes, I'll be in the house and I'll be busy doing my thing, amen, that I want to do. And he said, I'll see you later. And he'll go to the park or he'll go and get in his car, you know, to fellowship, amen. He's consecrating himself, amen. He's setting himself aside. How many of us as Christians, we don't do that until we come into the house of the Lord. And the pastors say, okay, you're going to pray this morning or this evening, whenever the service is, amen. And we're going to set this time for you to fellowship with God. You should be able to fellowship with God 24/24 without, amen, your pastor telling you. Amen. Praise God. Consecrate yourself. Hallelujah. And he said to dedicate. Be dedicated. Amen. This was an ordination service. Y'all was ordained. Amen. Hallelujah. God said you have to dedicate yourself in that now. This is the job that God has given you. He is examining you. He's looking at you. Amen. And what he's seeing your faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. How well are you going to do this job? Amen. How well are you going to be on time? I remember, praise God, when I first got saved. Amen. Sister AJ, I remember I was in the church. I was a babe in Christ. Amen. And the pastor asked me, she said, to me, she said, I'm going to make you an usher. She made me an usher. Amen. And then one day she came to me. She said, I want you to answer the phones, Maxine. And I said, okay, I'll answer them. Okay, I'll answer the phones. So I did. Amen. And I was faithful in doing those tasks. Okay? Amen. Praise God. And I didn't mind cleaning the church. I enjoyed that. Amen. Praise God. I didn't mind it. Amen. But I remember one day when I went in there, and the phone rang, hallelujah, and it was a message, amen, that I had to take for the pastor. And when she came in, and she said to me, she said, Maxine, she said, wasn't any message with me? Well, I don't, okay, you know, my mind wasn't there, and I was like, you know, she was disturbing me about messages, you know. And with my mind, the enemy was saying, tell her no. Tell her no. And I looked at her and said, no, you had no message. Immediately, my helper, my friend, the Holy Ghost, pulled me up and said, you did get a message. Amen. And I had to go to her and tell her,
I'm sorry. I have forgot that I had a message to give to you, praise God. He was checking my faithfulness and my commitment to the job that he assigned me to, amen. My dedication, amen, praise God. The enemy was trying to put a stain on it. Hallelujah. But God, amen, gave me the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God. And he, amen, made, amen, me turn around and repent and make it right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said, okay, we are to be separated from the world. We are to be separated from the world. Church, stop bringing the world into church. Amen. We are to be separated. You don't need the world to do God's job. God can do his job all by himself. Amen. Praise God. You do not need these gimmicks that they are bringing into the house of the Lord. You don't need this language that they are bringing into the house of the Lord. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Separate. You are to separate yourself from the things of the world. The world, praise God, is what? Is dictated and run by the enemy. Satan, Lucifer, your enemy, amen, praise God. And God's enemy, praise God. Why does God want us to be holy? Why does he want us to be holy? The reason he has called us out of sin. Amen. See, God can't fellowship with sin. And so he's called us out of sin. Amen. The world of darkness and evil is so that we might live a righteous, pure, and sanctified life. So we are to walk, amen, in the holiness of God, just like he does. He don't fellowship with sin. That's why he had to send his son Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he couldn't touch it. That's why when Jesus was hanging on the cross and he took all of our sins and our transgressions. And what did Jesus say? My God, why have thou forsaken me? Daddy, Papa, Father, why have thou forsaken me? God had turned his face from sin because he can't fellowship with sin. What is the church supposed to do? We are to turn our face from sin. It should be no fellowship with sin in us. Amen, praise God. Because we are holy vessels. We are his representative. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in 1 Peter 1 and the 13th to the 25th verse, amen, it says this. And Dr. keep time for me, amen. Because like I told Pastor Willie, I like to talk. Especially about things of the Lord, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. The 13th verse says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. What did God call us foolish? We're foolish men when we don't walk in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. When we don't do, amen, the way God has instructed us. He says, as free, amen. Praise God. Let me see. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I went to the wrong chapter.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. What did I say? 1 Peter 1. I'm sorry. 1 Peter 1. Y'all should have stopped me. Amen. 1 Peter 1, 13. This is the call. These verses that I'm going to read, 13 to 25. This is the call to Christians. What is a Christian? A Christian is a vessel that is Christ-like. Amen? You're a vessel that is Christ-like. And this is the dedication. Amen. These scriptures, it says, wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind. Now, we have to gird up the loins of our mind. What did God tell us? Let this mind, which is be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, right? So how do we gird up our minds is studying the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. So we are to gird up our minds, and we are to be sober. Sober.
Yes.
Amen. That means when you're sober, you're not drunk.
Amen.
Amen. You're not intoxicated. Amen. Praise God. You have sound thinking. Amen. And when we don't gird up our mind, we have allowed the enemy to come in and intoxicate us, to make us drunk. Amen. That our thinking is thinking. Amen. Praise God. That we're not making the right thoughts or the right decisions. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you as the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do you want revelation from God?
Yes.
Or do you want the revelation of the enemy? Praise God. Hallelujah. We want it from God. Hallelujah. As obedient children, okay? And when I looked at this and says, as obedient children, obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. Amen. But as he which hath called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now God said we are to be holy in all our conversation. Then why do we have these custom Christians?
Oh, Jesus.
Because when I was growing up as a little one, they were washing my mouth with soap.
Yeah, I know that's right. Grandma.
Hallelujah. So who told them that it was all right to cuss? Who told them to bring that into the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. Satan. Amen. And why do we have these Christians, amen, that love to gossip? Amen. Praise God. Because God said our conversation should be holy. Amen. I put it this way. If you're going to gossip, then get on your knees and talk to God.
Amen.
Gossip with him. Gossip Amen. With him. Amen. Because he's going to judge you righteously. Yes. If I gossip with my neighbor or my sister, amen, or my
brother, amen,
or even if I try to go to the pastor and gossip, amen, that answer that they're going to give me is not going to be a just answer. Amen. The more that you, whatever you're displeased with, Minister Linda, amen, praise God about that person, hallelujah, the more you talk to God about it, the more God will bring an answer to you. And the more that your love for that person will grow, because the love of God is shed abroad in their heart.
Yes.
It'll start as a seed, amen, but it grows. You know, on last Sunday, amen, praise God, we was in the service with Dr. Bird, praise God, hallelujah, and he was talking about the seed, amen, hallelujah. The crop that you, what?
The seed you sow
is the crop you grow. Hallelujah. So if you're going to sow a bad conversation, then you're going to sow a crop that's going to bring forth death and life to that sister or that brother. Amen. Hallelujah. And God told us not to do that. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. Hallelujah. Now let's look on.
On the 17th verse. And
if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons, judge according to every man's work. See, you might not understand what God is doing. And the work I do might not be the way you want the work done. But it might be the way God is showing me how to do the work, to make me mature. Now, sometimes I might fall, and I might fumble in that work. But God has allowed that for a reason.
Hallelujah.
Because down the road, he's going to correct it. Amen. And I look at it this way. Amen. Praise God. Kitty can understand this. Amen. In school, when we're teaching the children, amen, and we're teaching them a lesson, sometimes we see that they're doing it wrong, but we want to see how far they will go before they correct. Amen. Praise God. And then, praise God, we'll come in after they finished, and we'll go over it and say, baby, you did this, and you did this. Which was good and all right because you tried, but it is done this way and that way. And that's what the Father God tells us. Amen. Praise God. He corrects us in love, and he does it in a righteous way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said to judge according to every man's work. Amen. I did a good work. It might not be exactly the way it should have been, but guess what? I did a good work in the sight of God because I tried. Amen. And he said, as long as you try, praise God, I am pleased. Because down the road, he's going to bring you knowledge.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring you insight.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring you direction.
Yeah.
He said, pass the time of your journey here in fear. Who are we to fear?
Nobody.
Nobody but God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants us, amen, to not to fear, amen, what man would do or what man would say, but fear him. Hallelujah. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ,
hallelujah,
as the lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. He said, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but his manifest in these last times for you. Amen. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your soul, hallelujah, in obeying the truth, we purified our soul and faith the truth. Love of the brethren, see that ye love one another.
Amen.
With a pure heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Frequently.
Hallelujah.
Being born again. What are we supposed to be?
Born again.
Born again. How are we born again?
Hallelujah.
By the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible.
Hallelujah.
By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
The 24th verse says, and for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. Hallelujah. We have to grow in this land. Hallelujah.
And guess what? We have to beat our maker.
Yes.
We got to beat our daddy, our papa, our Father God. Hallelujah. And he's going to judge us according to our work. So the work that God has assigned you to, do it well. Do it good for the glory of God. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. Praise God. It is preached unto us. We have the word of God on the radio or the television. We have churches on every corner. Amen. We have tracts. Amen. Praise God. We got books. We got CDs and tapes and everything giving us the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And what God said to you and to me, he said, I want you to study and I want you to rightly mind it because there's many voices throughout the land. He said, and then what you rightly divided, I want you to work in that vineyard. The first Psalms told us he would lead us into green pastures. And he told us, the first Psalms told us not to stand in the way of sinners. There's so many Christians. Christ is not abiding in them. Amen. And they're standing in the way of sinners.
Yes.
And they're going to be judged for it.
Yes.
Now, something that Minister Blackwell said to me on Friday night, the second Friday of the month, is Women's Fellowship. I don't know how many get on the line and hear the Women's Fellowship. Amen. But it's a good thing. Amen. Praise God. You might miss it there and then, but try to get on that line because it's a good word that's going out. Amen. And she said something to me, and it was so, it's so true. She said, you know, the church don't talk about the rapture anymore. She said, and I heard you. I heard you. The spirit man heard. Amen. Hallelujah. Me say something about the rapture. You see, God is coming for a church, and we are the church. And he's coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He's coming for a vessel that is clean. Hallelujah. And he's not going to knock on every one of our doors. Amen. And I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I can go. Like I said, I can go. Amen. Praise God. But I want you to get this. Amen. Just don't get in your head or in your heart, I am connected to a ministry. You have to be connected to God.
Yes.
Not a ministry. It's a lot of ministries that are out here that's not obeyed of God.
Amen.
That's not preaching and teaching the true word. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Their conversation that they are saying is not God's conversation. Amen. Praise God. And God is coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And he said in your word, I don't know whether you're going to meet him by the grave or whether you're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. But what he said is when he blow the trumpet, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, when he means the dead, he means his children that's asleep. Because if you're not with him and don't know him as your personal Savior,
and your name isn't written in the Lamb's Book of Life,
you're going to stay in the grave. Amen. And so when he blows that trumpet, he said, the dead in Christ, the dead in Christ will arise and meet him in the air. And he said then, and then only, all that will remain, every child of God that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that he has
washed in the blood of his son Jesus will rise. Amen. And we all will come and meet him in the air. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the dedication service, not just for the ones that were dedicated for their assignment, but this is for all of us. All of us. We cannot escape. Amen. All of us. And I'll admonish you today. And I encourage you today, walk with God. Take a hold of his hand and take and walk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And most of all, walk in the agape love of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because the agape love of God will never fail you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who is the agape love of God?
Hallelujah.
His name. Hallelujah is Jehovah Jireh, and his name is Jesus. Walk in it, talk in it, sleep in it, dwell in it night and day, amen, because God, our daddy, is coming for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Be holy even as I am holy. Hallelujah. God wants us to be holy. God bless you, but turn it over.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be ye holy as I am holy. Hallelujah. The Lord says, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How are you all saying?
That's for your information. We got off the radio for about a half an hour or so. But that's all right. We're here up in this camp. And we're receiving the word of God. Father God, we do thank you for the ministership that you sent us. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you said on today. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. And we thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 more returns in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the praise and the glory.
Speak life, speak me, speak my Lord,
speak me, speak
me,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, thank God for the glory of God, hallelujah,
speak my soul,
thank you Lord, thank you Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please be careful walking because the floor is sweaty. We don't want anybody to slip. Please name your food. If there's a prayer request in your heart, please write it on your envelope because the envelopes do your prayer. They all prayed over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need from the Lord, tell God about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing too small or too great that he can't handle. The Lord said he, there's nothing he won't, he will withhold from them that walk uprightly before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Name your seed. Hallelujah. Tell God what you need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can even stand in posture for someone else.
Hallelujah.
You know, that desire of somebody else's heart. Take that before the Lord, too. Hallelujah.
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 So while you're getting your offering together, I just want to thank again our Minister Jerry and Elder QB and Prophet Cynthia, Pastor Maxine, and others for being part of the ordination service, and hallelujah, we thank God, hallelujah, we realize that it took a little longer than I thought, hallelujah, but we praise God that the message came forth, and we received the message from the ministry gift of the Lord,
hallelujah,
in the place of Pastor Maxine Lee,
amen,
and we thank God, because we weren't going to quench the spirit,
amen.
We're going to let God have his way,
hallelujah,
in the name of the Lord Jesus
thank
Christ,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus.
So
thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus. If there's anyone that has pennies, Yvette will take the penny jug around for you to drop your pennies in, hallelujah. If you have your offering envelope ready, we'll pray over the offering envelope. Father God, we thank you for seed to sow and bread to eat and increase the fruit of our righteousness. Father God, we thank you for you blessing us to be able to bless you and bless your kingdom back in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to return back to some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, even 1,000-fold return. We thank you, Lord God, for being able to sow seed, Lord God, to be able to feed the hungry and clothe the naked. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for stirring up your people. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that's gone forth, Lord God, to Pastor Maxine, and we will not forget the word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for us being sanctified and separated from the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your reminder in your word. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Pastor Peter was on the ball that time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'd just like to announce that on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m., we are starting the Institute of Biblical Studies from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we will do deep dive into the Word of God, and that's Bible study, in other words. Join us. Hallelujah. You can call us. It's an interactive Bible study. So it's 1-605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And on Wednesday at 7 p.m. will be our Wednesday victory service, and we will continue to be sharing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're dealing with the last group of three, which are the inspiration gifts, which say something. So join us on Wednesday at 7. Hallelujah. We are going to have time. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if anybody has a testimony, Pastor Peaches, your testimony, praise report, victory report, and then after you, Pastor Peaches, and Pastor Maxine, if you would bless food and then dismiss us, we will appreciate it after Pastor Peaches deal with the testimony.
God for the service, and I do solicit the prayers of the saints of God for things that I have to do, and it's not always easy to sometimes even when I'm driving or just being around the house, and especially when it rains. Because my daughter, Shelly and I, we used to share so much even when it would rain, because we both loved the rain. And sometimes she would send me a video of her standing outside on the porch and taking a video of the rain and sending it to me. And but I thank God I don't have a spirit of depression or anything like that. And I thank God for his grace and mercy. If I can only contribute it to God, allowing me to be able to still be standing during this time and carrying on the things that she would be doing and carrying on different things. And it's just the strength of the Lord. No strength and no credit to myself. But I do ask the Lord, I do ask the saints of God to continue. And I know it is only because of God's people holding me up in prayer and praying for me, because I've never, ever thought in my wildest imagination that I would be enduring this. But I see God being who he is.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes after you think you know how God is and how strong and how he can bring you through things, then life will show you something else and show you Jesus Christ in another form and show you his strength. When you're at your weakest, that's when he will show you just how strong he is and how powerful he is and how much strength he can give you. Saints of God, somebody once said, oh, sometimes you go through things for somebody else, but you know what? You know how I feel? I want everybody to go through this stuff for themselves.
Praise God.
I don't know. I won't go through nothing for nobody else. But we know in this life, different things that you go through, you're going to be able to share with somebody. But some things, I'm the Lord, I won't go through this. I'm going to go through this stuff for
themselves. Praise God.
But I thank God, he has shown me himself in strength. And sometimes people say, well, she's kind of disconnected with reality right now, because she would be, and you know how sometimes you say, you know, oh, girl, you know, if such and such happened to me, I would be doing this and this and that. In Christ Jesus, you can't say that.
Hallelujah.
Because I say, Lord, if I was to ever lose a child, I would just ball up like a little baby, just throw a blanket on me, I would just, like, lose it. So I don't know. I know it's only because of God's strength.
Hallelujah.
And that I'm able to stand right now as close as I am to my girls.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I'm not angry with God and or anything like that. And I know I want it all to be done in his glory. I want everything to bring glory to the Lord. I want souls to come to him. I've been able to witness to people and tell people about him. And I thank God, because my daughter, a few weeks ago, even before she left for Ghana, she said, Mommy, she said, I'm not angry with God anymore. She said, Mommy, I wake up in the morning and I'm happy. And all because she felt angry for a while, for years, with the Lord, because she had gotten married, and then soon after she got married, she lost him. And she didn't understand. She did not understand just out the blue. And church worshiping that Sunday and Sunday night, and you know, he had passed away. And she didn't understand. And how, she like her heart had gotten kind of callous. You know, but she was trying to ask the Lord, why? And I would talk to her and just pray for her and pray for her. But then she said, Mommy, she said, it just seemed like a leaf had been turned over. And she said, Mommy, I'm not angry with God anymore. Oh, I'm in my happiest. And they said, and the morning that she passed away, she sent a text to one of her friends. She says, I'm in heaven. This is before Stephen Payne. She said, I'm in heaven. She saw her children. She'd been to Africa. She saw her children. And she had gotten engaged. She had gotten engaged. And she was on her way back home. And she was at her happiest. And all, and I was saying, wow, this God is truly amazing. And when you were talking about the rapture, I just imagine her being with the Lord. I just imagine it. And it just broke my heart. And I just thank God for
it. God bless you. Thank you. I say something before Pastor Maxine blesses the food and then dismisses us. I thank God for Sister Angie with the birthday corner. A lot of people don't understand that so many people that have birthdays that are not celebrated, because a lot of folks don't understand what the birthday is all about. They think it's about that person. Believe it or not, it's about the grace and mercy of God upon that person.
And if you can get a hold of that revelation, you almost go around looking for somebody to celebrate a birthday with. Hallelujah. So I thank God for Sister Andy. God bless you, dear. You always blow us away with your birthday corner. Thank you so much. Yeah, I tell you, we praise God. Praise God for Sister Yvette who goes around and helps us with getting the pennies and stuff. So we're building a hospital in Uganda. And Dr. Helene Russell, we're assisting her ministry to do that. So we thank God for all of you. Thank you for coming. Praise God. Pastor. Oh, yes, go ahead.
2 years ago, I went to the hospital. I went upstairs.
Help us, oh God, on today
to take this word and to use it to be a blessing to someone else. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the food, Lord, that Pastor Willie and Dr. Bird and all the workers that helped to prepare it. Thank you for that food. Bless it. Lord, return it back to them 100-fold. And Father God, as your children eat of this natural food, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the nourishment of their body. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
You love the Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You may have to be one of the
Is it just the heaven's game? Or to walk the mighty streets and to hear the angels say? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry? Or just to live forever, never and ever?